In halacha, it's brought down the idea of meziga, of which a person would mix the wine together with water. And there's parameters which are given in halacha, based on the Gemaras, very, very briefly. The standard shear meziga was one part of wine to three parts water. But the halacha says it can continue down to the point where, as long as the wine is one-sixth of the mixture, it is still considered to be wine. The Shulchan Aruch already points out that was their wines, which are much stronger wines. And nowadays our wines, which are not as strong, and the Meshir Meziga is not that amount. We don't do that. So do Meziga even, that, except for nowadays, in regards to mixing wine with water, the person can point out that at best, the most a person should mix into wine is 50%. It should be 50%. If it's half and half, that's still considered wine. Anything less than that is not considered wine anymore. And the bracha will no longer be brei pri hagafen. The halacha would be shahakol. Even in a situation where a person would be mixing in, the four conditions which have to be met to be allowed a person to mix it in. The amount, we said that there's a question of the amount that you put in. And it has to be a normal amount for people to put in. It has to be the type of liquid that you put in. Let's say you mix in, you have your raspberry flavored grape juice, you know. It has to be something which is normal to mix in into, some wines come with various other things mixed into it. It has to be something which is normal to mix in. So it has to be something which is normal to put into the wine. It has to be an amount which is normal to put in. It has to be that it's at least this ratio, whatever the ratio we just gave, 50%. And it has to still have the flavor of wine. Can't lose its flavor. That's in regards to wine. What about a grape juice? So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva. Where he argues that the reason why they put water in because of the alcoholic content made it difficult. It was very strong wine. It's difficult to drink as is. Grape juice, which is not an alcohol at all, there was no reason to mix any water in. So it could be you're not allowed to mix any water in all at all into grape juice to be considered grape juice. Most boys can go, however, and say that we still can mix something in. They do agree that grape juice are not so flavored, and you have to be careful that you should not lose the flavor of the grape juice. Again, it can be sweet, that's not grape juice. It has to have the flavor of grape juice. So they advise that generally it's better not to mix grape juice with water at all, except for a very minimal amount. And that is really what a person should follow. You also have to be careful, even if you want to mix it, there is a limit how much you can mix, because the companies, some companies, do mix other things in besides, and we talk about ratio, we're talking about anything else in the grape juice. It could be sugar, it could be water, it could be anything else which is mixed in. And since they do mix other things into the grape juice, they put some companies add sugar, some companies add water, so you have to be very careful that you should be mixing in a very minimal amount that in order before a person would get involved in still considering a grape pre-goffin. This takes us to one more question, which is the question of grape juice from concentrate. So let's say you take the grape juice originally, and they boil out the water, or they evaporate out the water in some way. Now you're left with the concentrate grape juice. Then you reconstitute it together with water. Now you're mixing it within a ratio which is greater than the shear. Is that acceptable or not? So the Michos Yitzchok has a tshuva where he says that it is acceptable. I'm wise as a tshuva zatzal that it is acceptable because that you're putting it back to where it was before. That's not called mixing it with water. That's not a problem. But if Shlomo Zalman and others, or Sitz Eliezer, others question the process of using concentrate for grape juice, and if it's very preferable when you buy grape juice, some say on the label, no sugar added, no water added, not from concentrate. Those are the ones a person should use the chachila because that's clearly the brachas brei pri hagafen, and you can use it for kiddush, dalak kosher, etc. Other ones, which are from concentrate, water is added, sugar is added, it's questionable whether you really, it's, the correct bracha is brei pri hagafen. Therefore, it's very preferable not to use those for kiddush, brei pri hagafen, and for dalak kosher. Have a good morning.